Hey, welcome back to Podmon, the only podcast where it's about Metabots. Wait, and I said Podmon, didn't
you
I?
You did.
Metapod is the one that we're doing today.
Yeah. Oh. You feel good about that?
Yep.
All right, we'll keep rolling with it then. We're watching episode 23, Tree Measures.
Tree Measures. We are unclear as to whether or not that's a misprint on our source here.
Yeah, we'll find out.
We will find out. It's possible that it is extreme measures, considering Metafighter X was heavily featured in the outro of the previous episode.
Yeah, speaking of, what's your, you say you got a prediction.
Oh, yeah.
For this episode.
I think that Space Metafighter X is going to throw the meta battle in order to give Icky a spot on in the top three so that he can be at the national, whatever it is, Meta Fighter good conference.
Yeah. Yeah, Meta Fighter good time place.
Jamboree.
Okay. So, obviously, Icky can't win this, both as far as, like, his skill and also just, like,
Meta B.
Meta B, but also, like, narratively, it feels a bit rushed
For him
Icky
to beat
the guy. But what if it is possible that row battles are not a zero-sum game since he's fighting the number one ranked fighter, even if he doesn't win, and he only needs 1 point to go back up to number three. Even if he doesn't win, he still could get enough points in the battle. See what I mean? Like,
I guess
that would be my prediction, is that he doesn't win. He's like, well, we tried, and Mr. Referee is like, actually, you got a point for doing this and that.
Yeah, he appears out of Josu's anus. Actually, no, I. Here's what I would say is probably more likely than that. It's Metafighter X is about to win, and he just throws it. Or he does lose to Metafighter X, and it turns out that because he won a 2-on-1 earlier,
That actually counted.
That actually counted as 2 points instead of just the one.
Right.
But, all is possible in the realm of Metabots.
Indeed.
If you've got a meta will, there's a meta way. You can just put meta in front of anything also.
That's what they do.
Yep. Well.
I guess if there's nothing else, I guess let's go meta watch this meta episode, and we will meta be right meta back.
If we don't meta kill ourselves.
Meta bye. And we're back.
Yes.
It is extreme. It is
it
very
is extreme.
In the 90s vernacular,
extreme. Yeah, extremes with a capital X.
Yeah.
This was an extreme episode, let me tell you.
Yeah. we'll get into rankings later on, but I feel really good about this episode.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So Icky is about to fight Space Metafighter X when Karen calls in Rentaro.
Yeah, Rentipu.
Rentipu, yes.
Which is much to Koji's chagrin.
Right.
He starts chewing on his forearm like a feral dog because he's so jealous of the fact that Karen has a really, really emasculating nickname for Rentaro.
He wants a really emasculating nickname,
though. Oh, yeah. Oh, you know Shoji or Koji is a fucking bottom. He's got bottom energy, if I've ever seen it.
But Icky's like, nah, fuck that. I'm going to fight Space Metafighter X instead.
Yeah.
And then, so one of those little charming things that this show does is, like, there's this, like, moment of classic shonen, like, stylization, you know, where it shows, like, the color washes out, and Icky and Meta B are all like washed in blue, and it shows Space Metafighter X, In Shadow and all of Icky's like future opponents in Shadow
the background.
In the background.
But all the other characters can see it.
Exactly.
It just doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense because it seems to me this is like your classic like just like stylized moment to show like the intensity of the moment, but Koji can't help himself narrating this moment.
That could have been said by so many other characters, or like being said like it was an imaginary thing, but like the way it was described was that diegetically you could see
right
behind Space Meta Fighter X all of the people that Icky would fight in the future,
and see Icky's and Meta B's fighting spirit, which apparently is blue. Erika tells Space Meta Fighter X to give Icky a handicap, but he says fuck that, and he also makes Best Girl cry.
Apparently Erika is so often mocked in behind her back that she's developed a complex about it. And I think that's why she became a reporter, so that she could like sneak around and basically do investigative journalism about her own reputation.
Basically. The Screws show up and loan Meta B cross her dog's arm, and Koji loans him Similodon's legs, and Rintaro loans him fake Meta B's other arm.
Yeah.
And then Erika goes in for
A really tender moment.
Which, very tender-headed moment.
Yeah, Karen and Koji and Rintaro all blush at their faces about to meet when Erika rears back and headbutts the shit out of Icky.
For good luck.
Yeah, one of those good luck headbutts. Yeah. We thought we were going to see the first kiss between these two faded individuals. But instead we get a more of a aggressive good luck charm.
Didn't know I ship it, but now I do.
I mean, it was pretty obvious, wasn't it? I like how it's been platonic this whole time.
Right.
They have a real friendship based in, equal parts care and sort of like subtle hatred for one another.
The Robo Robos are spying on the fight, waiting on Meta B's metal to fall out at the end of the fight.
Mm.
When Shrimp Lips has the brilliant idea to just steal Icky's Meta Watch, because that'll give them control over Meta B. So they're waiting for their moment to jump in and do that. Getting to the fight, though, Meta B is landing every hit, but his spirit is drained from using the Metaforce, and it's not doing any damage to Arc Beetle.
Which this feels like a deeply buried lead on Space Meta Fighter X's part in terms of like training Icky and Koji. I'm describing that like your ability to damage other Metabots is entirely related on your what he calls the fighting spirit or your meta spirit or whatever it is.
Yeah, sure.
Icky's assumed that was a dump stat until this moment, and then he realizes he has to respec mid-fight. But after doing so, he is able to... We'll get there when we get there, but...
Yeah.
There's a moment where we realize what the actual victory conditions are.
So Meta B gets taken down and is feeling sorry for himself. He seems like he's about to not just lose this fight, but literally die.
Yeah, which is not how it works, right? Because your body can just die, and you just put the metal into another meta fighter.
Right.
But it works for the show.
Right. Yeah. That's what I teach my kids. It's fine. You can die. We can put your body into your spirit into another body. It's no big deal.
We'll just put your metal, that little hexagon we had grafted into your back.
But Icky knocks some spirit back into Meta B.
Yeah, he walks up and hits him. I have this referenced as Icky learning the value of abuse. Remember, kids, if somebody in your life is not fulfilling their potential, just hit them until they do what you want.
Right.
Yeah, that's the moral there.
Arc Beetle fires his finisher at Meta B, but Meta B dodges and cracks Arc Beetle's horn. Meanwhile, In a single punch. Meanwhile, the Robo Robos attack Icky, but Space Meta Fighter X jumps in the way.
why he didn't send the Metabot to do that in his stead.
I guess he was just closer. I don't know.
Sure.
But it's important for what's going to happen in a minute.
Yes.
The best moment in this entire show.
Yeah. Our best laugh so far, for sure.
So the Rubber Robos attack Icky, and Sea Slug actually challenges Icky under his true identity, Seymour Slug Bottoms. Yeah.
Which, A plus pun there. That's pretty funny.
It's a pretty much one and done fight. Metabee uses the Metaforce, wins the fight.
For the second time in one day.
Yeah.
Which is apparently worthwhile, worth noting.
It clearly takes a lot out of him to use it, so using it twice in one day, plus all the fights he's been in, is not good for what's going to happen in a moment. But
it's like busting, you know?
Yeah. Busting makes you feel good, but you can't do it too many times in one day.
Yeah.
But before we get to the consequences of everything, Space Metafighter X's mask cracks, revealing his true identity.
The Phantom Renegade.
It's Phantom Renegade.
Oh, my God. Yeah, he's wearing two masks. And Arika has a really good line. She's like, it's amazing what a mask can hide. And nobody takes this moment while he's incapacitated to learn his true identity, which I think is, you know, great cartoon logic. It's like any person that sees Batman unconscious, like, you wouldn't just, by reflex, just take his mask off.
Right. No, this is just encapsulates, like, everything I love about this show. Like, it's clear that that both Space Metafighter X and Phantom Renegade are bleep. But instead of getting that reveal, we get the reveal of Space Metafighter X as being Phantom Renegade. It's cheeky. It's just a great little moment.
Yeah, even though it's obvious that Phantom Renegade is actually redacted.
Right.
It still holds the it holds the thread together better if nobody's actually aware of that. So we can still have this reveal moment, and it feels like something is learned by the cast just because they didn't know that it's the same person. But yeah, it's very fucking silly.
So silly, so good. Not so good though. Mega Emperor, the Rubber Robo's super Metabot arrives.
Which
big ass motherfucker.
Shrimplips makes it a point to warn everyone in the nearby area that that Mega Emperor is coming, which is weird. I still don't know what the actual like motivations and character of the Rubber Robos actually is.
Well, they're still probably feeling pretty good and pretty full from Icky's mom's soup.
That's right, yeah.
So they're in good spirits now.
Yeah, they probably won't get any more if
right.
If Icky's murdered.
And his mom and dad are there, too.
Oh, that's right, yeah. They haven't left yet.
So everyone runs and hide, and Koji's butler arrives in time to save everyone.
In a fucking Humvee.
In a Humvee.
With Mr. Referee in the backseat.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't have sent the carriage. There wouldn't have been room for everybody. But Icky and Metabee stick around to help Phantom Renegade fight Mega Emperor. And Koji and Smilodon stay behind, too, to help.
Koji says, I couldn't just let you fight Mega Emperor alone. You've got Smilodon's legs.
Right. But Smilodon and Metabee don't do a damn thing. So Arc Beetle fires at Mega Emperor while Phantom Renegade jumps on his back and yanks out the metal. But in doing so, in classic Phantom Renegade fashion, he falls into the water with Mega Emperor.
Mm-hmm.
Seemingly to his demise, but we shall see.
It seems unlikely.
And Icky and Koji are surrounded by a swarm of Rubber Robos, and that is where we leave the episode, with three more episodes to go this season. So, you know, it's I think we're coming up on like the final conflict. I don't think we're gonna get to see much of the tournament this season. I think we're gonna resolve these issues with the Rubber Robos, however that may go. So first of all, Well, let's do quotes first, I guess.
Oh, yeah. We had some good ones. We mentioned Karen referring to Rintaro as Rinty Poo. I just I think that's notable. Oh, yeah. whenever Sam is giving... does she give any of the parts to...
I don't think so.
She mentions that whenever Cyan Dog or whatever the upgraded version...
Crosser Dog, yeah.
Crosser Dog. You know, the screws in general are trying to help out. Sam, you know, is continuing her bullshit about Icky being her protege.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, Icky's like, I'm not your student or whatever. And Sam's like, fine, underdog, minion, peon, what's the difference? That's a pretty good line. A headbutt for good luck, I think, is just a funny thing to say.
Right.
Because head trauma is usually not associated with good fortune.
Right.
Whenever Shrimp Lips comes up with the brilliant idea to steal Icky's watch, what's his name? Slugworth? Sea Slug.
Yeah.
Is, says, brilliant. I'm so glad I thought of it. yeah, I think that's it.
Okay. So the only real fight I would count this episode, because, Medivh versus, I forget, Sea Slug's,
White Shadow?
Yeah. thing. That was a one and done, and Mega Emperor just pretty much stomps all over everybody. Medivh versus Arc Beetle.
I'm going to say it's a champion. It's a
title fight?
Yeah, it's a title fight.
Yeah, it was really good, and I guess we were both wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, because that fight was inconclusive.
Was interrupted.
Yeah, it was inconclusive, but Medivh probably would have lost it.
Probably. I don't know. The tide had turned. But
yeah.
We don't know how much of a response, you know. What the fuck is the beetle thing?
Arc Beetle?
Arc Beetle.
Yeah.
We don't know what kind of response he would have had. Or if he, yeah, would have been able to shift things in his favor.
And
although he couldn't use his finisher after that because his horn was cracked. So.
Yeah, he couldn't use his finisher, but he'd have other things up his sleeve.
Mm. Help his arc.
Yeah. And I mean, easy R2. If there was,
oh yeah, if there's ever an R2,
if there was a rank above, I would.
Yeah, this is one of the best ones.
Yeah. Yeah. So next week we'll be watching episode 24, The Road to Ruins, aka Raiders of the Lost Metabot.
Ooh. We got an Indiana Jones reference.
We do. We will see you then. Until then, kiss your bots. Goodbye. Dude, you rock.